Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here's the headline up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com by Paul Joseph Watson. Kagan, she's to be the new Supreme Court judge, justice. Kagan, disappear free speech if the government deems it offensive. Here's another CNN piece. We also have an MSNBC piece. Law would empower Hillary Clinton to revoke citizenship of whomever she deems to be a terrorist. What does the bills in the Senate state? No judge, no jury. You just get arrested. You get drug off into the hinterland. That guys, reprint me that belligerent act, Infowars.com, from Paul Watson 2 months ago. I want to actually go over the bill, not the bill itself. You printed that last week. I want to just show people because that article has the subsections. I want to cover this with Tarpley coming up after we get into what's happening with the global meltdown, with the economy, with the euro, with the trillion that just got grabbed. Now, that said, Kagan, disappear free speech if the government deems it offensive. And it's now admitted that she literally has no judicial experience. But she is a Goldman Sachs minion. She is an acolyte of Cass Sunstein, who says ban free speech in America. Arrest people that say man-made global warming isn't real. I mean, you got to go read their quotes. They write public papers on this. This is tyranny. And the school teacher who's at UCLA calling for revolution in the United States for communism, he says hate speech is not free speech. That's the big banner behind him. So we don't get our free speech. We don't even get our mild free speech. You've seen the mainstream media trying to frame yours truly. When Nightline was here 2 weeks ago, supposedly going to air tomorrow night. We'll see if that happens. In fact, did you call Nightline? They said it was going to air this Wednesday. We want to make double sure. Thank you. Yeah, here it is. Dissenters to be detained as enemy belligerents. We're going to go over this and dovetail it with Kagan. Disappear free speech if the government deems it offensive. So you think about this. Americans that want free market, want private property, want Second Amendment, something that no one else worldwide has. They've taken most of the farmers' land, just stroke of the pen, in Australia, supposedly for the carbon tax. I mean, I can play mainstream news pieces saying it's good. You know, the farmers are shutting down. They're not allowed to have sheep anymore or cows. It hurts the earth. I mean, just you just don't get the land. I mean, just so draconian. No, the revolutionaries are for slavery. They're for collectivism. And that's because our government and our CIA and our media, these parasite organizations, the only avenue of revolution that they're taught about is one into big government tyranny. And that's why the big government funds all of this. Hate speech is not free speech. The banner behind him reads. You can read the full banner when that lady walks over to him to tell him his time's up. Just incredible. Absolutely off the charts amazing. And they want the American people at each other's throats. But I tell you, it was buoying. It made me feel a lot better Sunday when I only took calls from Hispanic Americans. And I said, you can call in if you disagree with me. If you agree, you can call in if you're from Mexico and disagree with me. Every caller called in and said, I want to be an American. I want the Second Amendment. I want private property. I know what's going on. But they did say, my daughter, my son, my neighbor, they're now part of Raza. They're now communist. They now want the overthrow of America. They call me a porcho, which means rotten fruit. It's like Uncle Tom. Why? Because you want to own your own property? You want to have a chance to not be taxed into oblivion? Look what NAFTA and GATT has done. And it's hurt Mexico. They forced the people off their land, forced them up to maquiladoras. Now those are almost completely shut down. It's all moved to China. I don't blame people for wanting to come here. And if we didn't have a big welfare system where they got them here, made them dependent, got them on the government dole, trained them to be anti-Second Amendment, it wouldn't be that bad. But you notice what the communist says. He says, it isn't that these frail white people don't like us because we're brown. I'm going to tell you the truth. It's because they don't like communism. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, where are Hispanic leaders who call for patriotism and fighting the New World Order? They're out there. They need radio shows. They need to be elevated. They need to lead people. Like the great folks at We Are Change San Antonio. Most of them are Hispanic. These are patriots. Like Medina and others. We need to lift them up. We need to promote them.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency. And I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Are you considering taking herbal supplements instead of overpriced and potentially dangerous pharmaceutical drugs, but just not sure where to start? Are you confused by the thousands of products and brands? What if you could find what you're looking for in herbal supplements from one source without the guesswork? You can at ResearchedHerbs.com. Products at ResearchedHerbs.com are backed by over 1,100 clinical trials, endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. And our products are manufactured by a family-owned company that's been around for 80 years and makes 20 billion herbal pills every year. All that means trust, safety, and assurance for you. The journey to better health begins and ends at ResearchedHerbs.com. Call us toll-free at 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486. ResearchedHerbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The doctorate in economics and of history, Webster Griffin Tarpley's predictions are devastatingly accurate. They would call him a progressive. I mean, he does believe in government options. I don't completely agree with some of his views on that, but his analysis of the markets and the power structure is one of the most accurate out there. And he's written two books, Barack H. Obama, The Unauthorized Biography, about the controlled left, Reverend Wright, the Mecha Raza stuff, and Obama, The Postmodern Coup. And I've got him on this hour and a little bit into the next to talk about the 1,000-point drop, what's happening in Greece. Now it was $150 billion, then $600 billion, now a trillion. Now they want more than a trillion. The White House has Kagan saying, this is a quote, disappear free speech if the government deems it offensive. She's a Larry Summers minion, a Cass Sunstein minion. There's another, we've got CNN and MSNBC saying it's good that Hillary Clinton can strip you of your citizenship and secretly arrest you. If she wants, we'll cover that before Webster leaves. I mean, this is bona fide tyranny, and they're about to have a Supreme Court justice who would be more at home in Nazi Germany or Maoist China. Now, I want to put a plug in here. The people are ready to be awakened. The people are ready to hear the truth. The people are ready to fully understand what's happening. Two films, The Obama Deception, out over a year with Webster Tarpley, the most successful film I've ever released. People will see this. Everything in it came true. Part two, out for 6 months, Fall of the Republic. Tarpley's one of the key people. Max Kaiser's in it, many others, Jesse Ventura. You have got to get this film and make copies and show it to everyone. We break down exactly what the banks would do, how they'd go after Greece next a year ago. Okay? Two new films, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, documenting NORTHCOM, the Homeland Security Takeover Program, the executive orders, the arrest of citizens, what they're really setting up. Conservatives have got to see this particularly, and liberals, so they understand anti-terror is for the American people. Such an important film, a year in the making. Jason Burmes' new film, a year and a half in the making, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, that it's really an old world order of finance oligarchs, their crimes, their narcotics trafficking, all of it available at Infowars.com, or you can simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. And your purchase also funds our operation. We're not funded by the Ford Foundation or by the New World Order. We're funded by your support, and I want to thank you. You have made what we do here possible. Get the book, Barack H. Obama, The Unauthorized Biography, if you want to really know what's going on, what's behind Obama. Obama, The Postmodern Coup, both of these available at Infowars.com. Of course, he also wrote The Unauthorized Biography of George H.W. Bush and all of his Nazi ties. I mean, Tarpley is an equal opportunity offender. He just goes at the facts. Now, Tarpley heard me during the last segment playing the Ford Foundation operative and all these speakers everywhere at these open borders rallies saying, we are communists. We're going to overthrow America. We're going to kick the gringos out. They want division, just like over and over again, every month, top white supremacists that comes out are feds. So Webster Tarpley, you were one of the, probably the leading expert. I mean, both these books cover it on the Ford Foundation, on the CIA. Washington Post admits for 50 years they sent radical textbooks to madrasas all over the Middle East, Central Asia, really expanding the Muslim Brotherhood, expanding what the Germans had done in World War II into this ultra radical group so that they won't politically work with others. Explain what's happening on this before we get in to the economy.
Well, just briefly on that, this raving character that you're quoting is all over many radio stations. Rush Limbaugh gave a great deal of attention to this character. And the obvious truth about him is this is not some authentic, honest person who believes in Mao or whatever it is and wants a revolution. This is a cynical, money-grubbing shill. He is a provocateur funded by the foundations, and his job is to get out there and spout the most inflammatory rhetoric that he can so that you work people up into a hysteria. There's a grave danger this week that people would say, it's time to crush Wall Street. It's time to shut down hedge funds, wipe out derivatives, put Lloyd Blankfein of Goldman Sachs in jail. So at this point, the wonderful foundations come forward conveniently with a diversion, right, to say, don't worry about Wall Street. Don't worry about Citibank and Bank of America robbing you blind and raping your entire family and the future to come. Let's focus on wetbacks. Let's get out there and get some good anti-Hispanic, anti-Latino hysteria going, and then we can play that. That's divide and conquer. It's the oldest game in the world. And in the course of writing those books you were kind enough to mention, this is Obama's background. What do you think Jeremiah Wright was, the guy at the church who has all the abuse for America and U.S. of KKKA? Who pays him? Well, foundations pay him. They pay him to make this kind of stuff ultimately into a religion. That's what he represents. And Bill Ayers and Bernardine Dorn, what were they 30, 40 years ago, right, with their bombings of various public buildings from the Pentagon to the Capitol to New York City police headquarters? Same thing, divide and conquer, right? Get extremists out there, make them the face of protest movements, and then it's easy to isolate and destroy the protest movement. In other words, it's time to wake up to manipulation. We also have this American Indian movement, right? We have all kinds of foundation-funded operatives in those, and in the Hispanic community. There's La Raza. They get their money, a lot of it, from the Ford Foundation.
Oh, no. I mean, they're completely bankrolled. They're completely bankrolled by the Ford Foundation and the Fortune 500. But let's go back. Robert Rodriguez put a trailer out for a film coming out in 4 months in September, September 3rd. And we, by the way, just got the script. It's what we thought. I have people inside his organization separately contact me who are Hispanic. And they said, we're worried about a backlash against Hispanics on this. We wish you would cover it. And all I had was the trailer. Fox has now pulled the trailer, but it shows that all whites are basically racist. An uprising of, you know, machete Hispanics have to fight the racist gringos. It says that we didn't cross the border crossed us. I don't think Rodriguez is a bad guy.
I don't know about this guy. I'm talking about this character who makes this speech in this.
No, I know, but I mean that's standard for these things. But this is what I'm saying. What do you think of a major movie injecting the same type of rhetoric put out by 20th Century Fox?
I don't know. This movie is something I haven't seen, and I haven't been able to pay any attention to it in the midst of this financial panic. But the one thing we know is that the people who lead these movements are provocateurs. They're paid agents of foundations. Then, of course, you have dupes. You have people who get caught up into the ideological extremism and the fanaticism, and it becomes cool and it becomes the way to go, so they go with the flow. I can't comment on individuals, obviously, but the general idea that you should now focus on questions of race or ethnicity is pure insanity. The great rule of politics is fight Wall Street. If you're not fighting bankers, you're spinning your wheels, you're cutting your own throat, you're betraying every value. Because the main center of evil is in Wall Street, and people are going to deal with it and wake up.
Okay, I want to go over all this. This just broke minutes ago. Senate unanimously approves measure to audit the Fed, but there were two different bills.
It's been watered down. It was watered down because Rahm Emanuel issued a threat to Bernie Sanders, and Bernie Sanders rolled over in the last 2 days and radically diminished what was being audited. So there is some auditing. It's a precedent. You will have the General Accounting Office go into the Fed and find out something about 2007, 2008. But it's very limited. It's much less than was originally planned. But at least it gets a wedge in there. So take it from there. It's a beginning, not an end.
All right, Webster. I just want to put an end cap on the issue. That's why I've been covering this, is because people, even inside the production, are worried it's going to cause a backlash. So you agree with me, plus that's the evidence, that this is a foundation-funded operation to divide Americans and basically, just like white supremacists, try to intimidate whites to join them, saying, how dare you? There's a move by the foundations to radicalize Hispanics.
Absolutely. This is beyond question. Now, the specific case, again, I don't know it. You know that much better than I do. But as a general rule, people who are now coming out with inflammatory, ethno-cultural, racist, xenophobic, nativist, know-nothing stuff, or on the other side, you know, the anti-gringo idiocy, this is simply an obvious ploy. These are provocateurs. This is a foundation strategy to divide and conquer, and the beneficiary is in Wall Street, so let's turn our attention to them.
And then meanwhile, you've got all over the country, kids can't wear American flags in the school. I mean, that shows the brainwashing is working. I mean, I don't think the false flag is down to the local school.
These are ideological fanatics. In other words, these are people who, in a crisis like this, when you have the entire society collapsing, many people, especially in the petty bourgeoisie, typically teachers, people like this, they go bonkers, right? They don't know what to do anymore, right? The world is collapsing before their eyes, right? The stock market goes down 1,000 points in 10 minutes. Their world is collapsing. So you can expect all kinds of bizarre, extreme behavior. But I wouldn't get so worried about this. Turn the fire on Wall Street is the great rule.
Well, that's why we've got you here 5 minutes into the next hour. And then we've got one of the people that's in the great new film, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic, featuring R.J. Harris, Michael Bagnarek, Alex Jones, Evan Vieira, Richard Mack, Cynthia Davis, Charles Key, Tom DeWeese, and many, many others. Great new film with 10th Amendment, states' rights info, the difference between democracy and a republic, mob rule and the republic. Gary Franchi and William Lewis present Don't Tread on Me. It comes out next week. You can pre-order it now at Infowars.com. You want to educate people about states' rights, 9th and 10th Amendment, powerfully done, and of course I'm a big part of it. Don't Tread on Me, now available at Infowars.com. Okay, Webster, what we're going to do then is I want you to break down what's happening with the 1,000-point plunge, with the financial terrorism, the trillion, and now they want more than a trillion, and it's just getting worse by the minute. We will cover all of that on the other side and what this is leading to. Is this the beginning of the giant worldwide financial meltdown that Webster's talked about for more than a decade? Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you tired of out-of-control, irresponsible federal deficit spending? Increasing the money supply without increasing productive output leads to inflation. You get less for your money. If you want to protect the buying power of dollars for your future, then call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. You've worked hard for your dollars. Don't let the government strip their buying power with wasteful spending. Gold has a 5,000-year track record as money, real money you can count on. No government-backed paper currency comes close. Ask me about the protection of private gold. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. Central banks from around the world are stockpiling gold. They know gold is real money. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135, to discover the advantages of private protected gold.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Way up north, way up north, north to Alaska, to go north for Russia's home.
Okay, Webster, I've got so many questions. What's happening with Angela Merkel, Nicolas Sarkozy, Gordon Brown stepping down? $150 billion goes to a trillion, the 1,000-point drop, just a whole other crisis out of the middle of nowhere, but not for our listeners. You've been for several years saying it would start in Europe and Greece. Webster, break it down.
Well, maybe we should start with the 1,000-point drop, since that was the dramatic thing last Thursday afternoon between about 2:30 and 3 o'clock. That wiped out, in theory at least, in terms of paper wealth, $1 trillion of paper wealth wiped out in about 10 or 15 minutes. And then, of course, they rushed back in with the plunge protection team, the PPT, the President's Working Group on Financial Markets. And by massive buying of futures in Chicago, they were able to updraft the New York market so that it came back. But now, over these days, we're getting an idea of what happened. So let me just set the stage. By Thursday of last week, there was already a panic that was building up. And the panic comes out of the fact that a group of hedge funds, a group of hedge fund hyenas, led by Soros, led by Greenlight Capital, led by Brigade Capital, led by Paulson and Company, but with Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, and others also taking part. All of this written up in the Wall Street Journal. Nothing secret about it. They had decided to attack the bond market of Greece, Portugal, Spain, Italy as a way to find a weak flank to get at the euro. And the goal of that, of course, was to save the world predominance of the dollar by driving the euro down. This is the only way you could make the dollar look good is to make the euro look very bad. So they began that last December after Dubai went bankrupt out there in the Persian Gulf. So with this, they had generated then a systemic crisis, as it's been admitted to have been over the weekend. So by Thursday, we were on the brink. We were going into a systemic crisis, and the market was already down about 350 points, which is, I guess, quite substantial these days. Now, you got to remember in the background that about two-thirds, three-quarters of all trades don't go through the New York Stock Exchange anymore. They go through electronic platforms, and that most of the volume, probably three-quarters or four-fifths of that, of the stocks that are traded are traded by high-frequency traders who are actually hedge funds acting for their own accounts. So you've got high-frequency trading. These are thousands of transactions per second with no human input. The humans find out what happened later on. They're programmed computers. You've got flash trading, a variation on that, and then you've got program trading in general. So the news that I think is coming out now after the investigation, according to the Wall Street Journal of today, you have a hedge fund called Universa Investments of Santa Monica, California. And Universa Investments, again, it's a hedge fund. It's one of these deregulated operations that flies below the radar of the Securities and Exchange Commission. Nobody knows what they do most of the time. Now we find out an example. $6 billion under management. And the interesting thing about this is that this is associated with a famous theoretician. This guy's name is Nassim Taleb. And he is a theoretician of being a hedge fund hyena, which he is. And he's the author of this book called The Black Swan, The Impact of the Highly Improbable, which he wrote then in the wake of the panic in 2008. So the story now is that around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, a little bit later than that, this Universa Investments buys 50,000 stock options, derivatives, in Chicago on the Chicago Board Options Exchange. And these 50,000 stock option derivatives contracts are a bet saying that if the S&P 500, one of the leading stock indices, the Standard & Poor's 500 falls from the current level of 1145 when they made the contract to 800, then Universa Investments gets $4 billion, quite a nice piece of change. And this contract was bought by Barclays Capital, the representative of a British bank, actually one of the British banks that helped to drive Lehman Brothers into bankruptcy back in 2008. So Universa Investments successfully does this transaction. So if the S&P 500 crashes, they get $4 billion. Now, the market continues to fall. At this point, Barclays Bank realizes, oh, my God, it's falling. If it reaches 800, we'll have to pay Universa $4 billion right away. So what the Barclays people then start doing is hedging. In other words, they start selling other things so that they're covered against the fall. And this then builds up into a snowball and a cascade. And within 10 or 20 minutes, you've got more panic, a couple of high-frequency traders drop out, and then you've got your market plunge.
All right, stay there. Then we'll look at what's happening in Europe and what comes next. Webster Tarpley's our guest. Key information straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold mine.
Webster Tarpley is our guest. Coming up, I'm going to talk about the Supreme Court nominee, Kagan. I mean, this woman is an open authoritarian, 100% anti-American on record. And they're even admitting she has almost no judicial experience. And they say, oh, that's good. She's an outsider who believes they can violate the First Amendment and arrest citizens. She supports the legislation where you can be secretly stripped of citizenship and shipped away. And this has a good chance of passing. I mean, that's how serious the times are. This is bona fide, hardcore tyranny. Going back to Webster Griffin Tarpley. Okay, so we have the 1,000-point drop. The Wall Street Journal is even admitting this. That ties into what our guest yesterday was saying with these pre-sale orders and this manipulation. Now we hear it's Greece, $156 billion, then it's $600 billion, then it's a trillion. Now today, the Reuters headline, they need more than a trillion. And people are saying, where is the money going? What's happening? They're saying this came out of nowhere. Well, not according to you, Gerald Celente, Dr. Roberts, many others we've had on. This was all coming. I mean, we a year ago put this in the Obama deception. We named Greece. You named Portugal. You named Spain. You named Italy. Right down the list, and now the UK. Our debt ratios in the U.S. are as high as Greece. They're saying austerity. That's all you talk about in the Obama deception and the fall of the Republic. And the head of the IMF laughs 2 weeks ago and says the good times are over. Ha, ha, ha. We're going to take over the whole economy. So what's happening in Europe? Where is this going? What's behind it?
Well, the common basis between this catastrophe in Wall Street, the 1,000-point drop, and the attack on Greece is a couple of things. Hedge funds using derivatives. Hedge funds using derivatives attack the New York stock market, and hedge funds using derivatives attack Greece. A good reason to ban hedge funds, to ban many kinds of derivatives, to ban credit default swaps, which are the kind that are being used to attack Greece. Credit default swap means you're saying, I, sitting in a basement in my bathrobe, am an insurance company, and I can sell credit default swaps as insurance against the bankruptcy of some company that I know nothing about. And I have no cash reserves, and there's no state registration, there's no authority over me. It's absolute lawlessness. This is now the free market. It's the abyss. So it's time to re-regulate all of that. Now, in terms of the Europeans, we talked, I believe, on Sunday night when they were putting this together. What was already clear then was that this was a systemic crisis. In other words, a breakdown crisis threatening the disintegration of a large part of the world financial system, specifically the euro and the European Central Bank. Whatever you think of those institutions, and obviously nobody likes them. I mean, I don't like them. But the idea that a chaotic collapse and catastrophic disintegration of these things would be good for anybody is very wrong. But what is clear is by Friday, you had this systemic crisis. Trichet, the head of the European Central Bank, said so. Olli Rehn, this faceless bureaucrat of the European Commission who runs these matters for them, has said the same thing. The systemic crisis was the crisis of interbank lending, what they call the interbank plumbing. It's the willingness of Barclays Bank to lend money to Deutsche Bank and vice versa, Banco de Bilbao, Santander, Unicredito of Italy, Societe Generale of France, BNP Paribas. We know all these big European zombie banks. So they had reached the point where every bank was looking at every other bank and saying, I don't trust you because you have Greek bonds. And the other bank would say, I don't trust you because you have Portuguese bonds, and so on down the line. So that had frozen, and that had frozen by Friday. That was the emergency. That is what you had in the United States right after the collapse of Lehman Brothers there in the 15th, 20th, 25th of September 2008, systemic breakdown crisis. So therefore, the European finance ministers get into this emergency meeting there in Brussels on Sunday, and they come up with this $1 trillion monstrosity. And basically everything that could be wrong with this is wrong. It's not really money. It's a commitment to come up with money. It's like Paulson coming out in 08, right, the Secretary of the Treasury, saying, we will ask Congress for a $750 billion bailout of Wall Street derivatives. That has to be voted on. And you can remember, right, there was a moment when the House of Representatives said no. I think you've got 27 parliaments in the European Union that will have to vote on this. That's going to be chaotic. There may be somebody who says no. There are 16 countries that are in the euro. Not everybody who's in Europe is in the euro. And they will also have a say. The thing that ought to interest us is the International Monetary Fund of this awful Strauss-Kahn that you've just mentioned, the guy who laughs at human misery and genocide, really. They are going to give 30 billion, let's call it 40 billion U.S. dollars to Greece, and they're also supposed to come up with 250 billion euros. Let's call that, what, 200 and, let's call it 300 billion, 350 billion U.S. dollars. Let's say it comes to 400 billion U.S. dollars in loans from the International Monetary Fund to Greece and to the European Union and to these other countries. Well, remember, the U.S. government represents 17.5% of the IMF, so almost one-fifth of that money. You can say something like 70 billion U.S. dollars is being given by you, the taxpayer, to these countries. But the real culprits are those hedge funds. You can thank the hedge fund hyenas and the zombie banks because these governments are now putting their hands in their pocket, your pocket, to get this money.
Well, that's right. The governments are going to be giving a lot of this money to the very culprits that sold them the derivatives.
Right.
And when you talk about a $1.5 quadrillion, There's no way to ever pay this off. It's designed as a financial weapon, and we have the big private banks saying, we're now going to establish a bank of the world. You're going to pay a global VAT financial, not from the banks, but from the people on all financial transactions to them. There's going to be a new UN tax that's in the news today. World Health Organization moving ahead on billions on internet and other taxes. And so boil it down for us. Where is Europe going? Why do we see Brown leaving? Why do we see Merkel in trouble, Sarkozy in trouble, saying no to the carbon tax? How do you see this fleshing out? Because now there's, you know, yesterday they said, we're saved. The trillion saves us. And then now today, I have the headlines. They say, it's not enough. It's still going down. We need more.
Well, yes. In other words, bailouts don't work. I think the two things we ought to start with is bailouts don't work. Austerity doesn't work, right? You cut the budget this year. You think you're going to balance the budget for the next year. Lo and behold, you cut the budget now. Your deficit will be bigger next year because your cuts have destroyed significant parts of the economic activity of society. You've taken government workers and other workers and made them into unemployed or even welfare recipients.
And we see that happening now where California raises taxes but actually cuts services and the economy implodes even faster.
Sure.
They know that.
Absolutely. That's you know, everybody has known that since Keynes and even before. It's obvious. The other thing is bailouts don't work, and we see this now. This $1 trillion was able to get the euro up by 2 American pennies, and now it's down to 1 American penny, I think, as I'm looking at the screens here. So this has failed. And if you look at the European banks, the ones that I just mentioned, Deutsche Bank and Barclays and the rest of them, they are going down today. They're down 2, 3, 4, 5%. So it is a failure. Yes, this trillion is not enough. The approach that they should have taken is to say, if you're under attack by hedge funds, ban hedge funds. Now, there was a discussion in the European Parliament yesterday that if you have hedge funds from outside of Europe that want to come in, they have to get a passport. In other words, they have to get a permit to do their speculative dirty work. And that would be a start, except that the process in the European bureaucracy, they say, takes 1 to 2 years. That's hopeless. In 2 years, there won't be any more European Union. There won't be a euro. There won't be a European Central Bank.
And by the way, you've been saying that forever and saying 2010, 2011. I mean, I just want to be on record, Tarpley, that you've been very accurate. And now they're going from always denying that the EU could collapse or that our country could collapse. They're now admitting that the euro is in serious danger of collapsing. So let's talk about, A, what you think is going to unfold versus what you think they should do. We know they're not going to do what you recommend. But
you don't know that, though. Wait. Here, in terms of defaulting or a debt moratorium, there's no question that they will. They will default. They will stop paying. The only question is when, and will it be orderly, and do they have a strategy for economic recovery? Because I tell you, you look at these countries, Greece will default, guaranteed.
And that means, and so will the other nations then, like Italy, Portugal,
right.
Spain.
Yes.
What does that mean then? That means monetization. That means devaluation.
It means that they should now say, get ahead of all that and say, look here, Greece, Portugal, Spain, Italy, Ireland, all get a debt moratorium, debt freeze, stop payment. Just do it in an orderly, legal way now. Don't destroy the economy, because now people are complaining on Bloomberg and CNBC. They're saying, yeah, wait a minute, the Greek austerity program is already impacting the European economy in a bad way, because that means fewer orders, fewer jobs, depressed economic conditions, right, loss of activity. So that stuff doesn't work. Don't even try it. And you might as well include Iceland. You better include Latvia. Then there are some non-Euro European countries, Hungary, Romania, plus some others. Belarus,
let's stop
Ukraine.
There, though. And, of course, Ukraine. What is this going to do politically to Europe? We already see the politicians dropping like flies.
Yeah, but right now, this is the other interesting news over the weekend is, remember, when you go back to Germany in 1930, 1931, 32, you get this question of ungovernability, that the parliamentary system breaks down and can't work. And this is where the U.S. is heading to. But just over the weekend, two big countries have become totally ungovernable. The British are ungovernable now because they have a hung parliament. There is no majority. There's no party that has a clear, absolute majority, 326 members of the House of Commons. Nobody has it. So now you get this very sleazy, horse trading, you know, the worst side of parliamentary cretinism coming out among Gordon Brown, who's now on his way out, this Clegg, who was the darling of the media, and then this very sinister oligarch, this guy who's got the whole British aristocratic pedigree, Cameron. So, and everybody knows that what that government is going to do is take the knife to the flesh of the British people and flay them alive in order to pay for the bailouts that Gordon Brown carried out, right? He's the guy who invented the bailout for Northern Rock and for Royal Bank of Scotland and Lloyds Bank. So Britain is ungovernable. Let's look at Germany. This wretched woman, this stupid Merkel, has lost her majority in the upper house of the German parliament. This goes back to the elections on Sunday in North Rhine-Westphalia. That is the used to be the industrial heart of Europe. It used to be, well, it's Cologne, Dusseldorf, Essen, Bochum, these kinds of places. It's the biggest federal state in Germany. Now, the Christian Democrats, so-called, of Merkel have lost 10% of their votes there. They're probably going to lose the domination of that state. You probably get a social democratic government with the Greens and maybe the Left Party. Anyway, Merkel loses it. So in Germany, you have the upper house of the parliament. It's called the Federal Council, the Bundesrat. And in this Bundesrat, that's where these states are represented. The fact that North Rhine-Westphalia has now been lost to the Christian Democrats means that Merkel can't get her stuff through, and she's already got a coalition government. So two of the biggest, probably the two most important countries in Europe from various points of view, Britain and Germany, now ungovernable. And I think that's what you have to look at rather than the fates of different politicians. The one person who could act in the crisis is Sarkozy, because thanks to General de Gaulle, the French Fifth Republic Constitution gives the French president the most sweeping emergency powers. He could come out tomorrow and say, I'm banning hedge funds, I'm banning credit default swaps, I'm banning CDOs and other things. And they also ought to get busy on that Tobin tax, right, the sales tax on derivatives, to slow down and throw sand in the gears of these speculators.
Webster, I understand that. Specifically, though, with the decisions they're making, what does this say about the global financial system? And are you revising your forecast for a total global economic collapse? Because even if, you know, all these great policies got put in place, the black hole is already so big. I mean, we know the media is lying when they say that the economy's turned around.
Well, you can stop a depression in very short time. There's no reason to live in a depression. Anybody who says that the only thing to do in a depression is let it bottom out, let it crash down, and then you'll have a recovery, that is pure insanity, because that kills, and it's also not necessary, and it's not even true. There's no guarantee that there's some kind of business cycle that will lift you out of this. As a matter of fact, what we have now is, this is not a business cycle anymore. This is not a recession. It's a world economic depression, and it's a disintegration, and the disintegration will be the euro, as various countries catastrophically drop out, Greece, or get thrown out. You'll have panic runs on different currencies, right? Some of these non-euro places like Hungary, right? You have a panic run on them, or Poland, and then you'll have a panic run on the euro, and that will break up the European Central Bank. The British think, they kid themselves, that they can be, they can stay out of this. They're being sucked in even as we speak. The pound will go down, and once you have a panic run on the pound, and the bankruptcy of the main British banks, that hits the U.S. directly, because we have this euro-dollar market, right? Several trillion U.S. dollars that have been parked in London for many, many decades. If the British banks get into absolute bankruptcy and panic, with panic runs on them and also on the pound, they will have to start dumping those euro-dollars, and that will be the straw that breaks the camel's back vis-a-vis the dollar. Don't wait for China or anybody else. It's going to be the British, and that's very interesting because this is the role the British have typically played in 1929, 1933, 1971, and now just now in 2008 with Barclays Bank. It's the British who generally stab the U.S. in the back at the key moment of a financial crisis by trying to save themselves or also with malice trying to export the depression to the U.S. So that means that the second wave of the depression is here, and the third wave cannot be far behind. And the second wave is the collapse of Europe, from Greece now through the southern European Euro countries to the British and then immediately over to the U.S. And the U.S., on the U.S. side, of course, there's still room for the collapse of the dollar. Panic runs out of the dollar. And, of course, panic runs on the Federal Reserve.
What happens to Asia? Mark Fauber and others are saying 90% chance in the next year that China is going to implode.
Well, I think we can start with Japan, since the big brouhaha is about sovereign debt. Japan is one of the most indebted countries. Japan has, I think the public debt is 200% of gross domestic product. If you look on most of the list, Japan is second only to Zimbabwe in the amount of debt. So Japan is very heavily indebted. On the other hand, Japan still has a very significant industrial economy, so they can save themselves. But they would also be candidates ultimately for some kind of a debt moratorium. In other words, a freeze on these debts.
Yeah, we know there's no way to pay off all these fake derivatives. It's designed to bring the world into collapse, and they'll reorganize it with this pipe dream of a world government run by bankers, as if the public worldwide is going to put up with that. I mean, that's too overt. Webster, stay there. I want to shift gears into the domestic front and the new Supreme Court nominee who wants our free speech.
Times are tough, and you got to stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN, and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Here's a headline. This is from Raw Story from Obama supporters. You can actually read her quotes. Kagan supported detaining terror suspects indefinitely without trial, including U.S. citizens. That's your new Supreme Court nominee to be the next justice. Dissenters to be detained as enemy belligerents. This is the bill introduced by John McCain and others. And it says that any high-value detainee, including citizens at the direction of the Pentagon, Department of Defense, or the president, that you can be secretly arrested for any matters such as the president considers, and secretly stripped of your citizenship, and you can be given enhanced interrogation. Only an act of Congress can have you even released. Just total end of our system. Here's another article today. Kagan, disappear free speech if the government deems it offensive. We have the links to the article she's written. And she is an acolyte of Larry Summers and, of course, a minion of the White House regulations czar, Cass Sunstein, that says, and this is you can go pull up his quotes, he wrote a white paper, that if you disagree with man-made global warming, you should be arrested. It should be outlawed. I mean, imagine, we're about to have a Supreme Court justice that says we can ban speech in America. I mean, this is just, it's so bold, Webster, and I bet the Republicans are going to slide her right in there. I mean, they love this too. This is right up their alley. I mean, these people are absolute criminals. I mean, to be someone who wants to be a Supreme Court justice, who wants to ban free speech and habeas corpus, that is treason, is it not?
I guess I would say so. But here's the thing. In line with my general rule that the center of evil is Wall Street, always.
And she's one of their minions. She's Goldman Sachs.
She's from Goldman Sachs. This is the main point. Goldman Sachs, Goldman Sachs, Goldman Sachs. Let's have another representative of Goldman Sachs taking over the government, right? It's not enough to have Geithner. It's not enough to have Summers. Geithner's chief of staff.
Paulson, Bernanke, all the major regulatory agents.
Goldman Sachs, or if not Goldman Sachs, the same thing, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citibank, and so forth. So this woman represents what was known in the 1930s as totalitarian liberalism. And this was associated with Keynes. I don't think that Keynes was anything good, even though you somehow have to talk about him in terms of economics from time to time, just to make clear what you're talking about. She's a totalitarian liberal, and that's what this stuff comes down to. I think, though, we've got to also realize what's going on in the world. If we go back to the 1930s, we see a three-part process. You have depression. Depression leads to dictatorship, right? The depression leads to Hitler, frankly, right? Nazism. And that leads to world war. Now, we're still in the beginning, or the second phase of the depression phase, the question, therefore, is stop the depression. If you don't stop the depression, you will have necessarily, practically automatically, the collapse of representative government, the collapse of democratic institutions, the collapse of the rule of law is inevitably going to be swept away. You can see.
But how much more obvious does it have to get where you're J.P. Morgan Chase or Goldman Sachs or Citigroup or Wells Fargo in every position? Soon you won't be able to be a county judge unless you're one of their people, and I see them doing that. A dog catcher. You won't be able, I mean, literally, will Goldman Sachs people start wearing gold crowns and call themselves Emperor Maximilian III?
Well, remember, I would actually argue that J.P. Morgan Chase and probably Morgan Stanley represent even a higher level of this stuff. And
yeah, they're criminal crew.
Higher levels, right? Insurance companies in general sometimes represent a higher level of...
Well, they were the ones that passed the health care bill. That's really
right.
Money for them.
So, but the idea, therefore, is I would say it's time to develop an awareness of what this is. This is Wall Street owns Washington in the same way that it owns everything else. And if
it's like a third world country run by the bankers. Stay there, back in 70 seconds with the final hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.